the rest of the story. Anybody, everybody in Canton, Ohio knew the Falwell Building. Huge place, mostly occupied by a department store. Because of heavy daytime traffic, the Falwell Building was cleaned and otherwise maintained, mostly at night. An entire night crew was employed for the purpose. And I want you to meet one member of that crew, Murray Spangler, the building's janitor. Now, Murray was a rather slight, inobtrusive man, not the sort who would easily attract attention, until the cough started. It was occasional at first, little more than a tickling in Murray's throat, but the cough persisted. Emily, the scrub woman, noticed it almost before Murray did. What was the matter, she'd ask. Oh, a touch of grip, maybe, Murray said. It'll go away. But it did not. Some nights, the coughing became hacking, and other members of the maintenance staff noticed, until eventually, everyone was asking what on earth was the matter with Murray. Well, in those days, they called tuberculosis consumption. So somebody suggested consumption. And that would be deadly, communicable. But Murray never coughed during the day. Only at night, when he was actually inside the Falwell Building. And that was the cardinal clue to the rest of the story. For Murray Spangler's number one job as janitor was carpet sweeping, and all of the miles and miles of rugs in the Falwell Building were Murray's responsibility. And yet, as he pushed the giant carpet sweeper, he raised enough dust into the air to trigger an allergic reaction. And over the months, and then the years, Murray's allergy worsened. Sometimes the coughing became so violent that Murray simply could not continue his chore. Often fellow workers heard asthmatic gasping in the distance and rushed to discover Murray in a state of helpless exhaustion. The growing sympathy for him was such that other members of the night crew frequently cleaned the carpeting in addition to their own assigned responsibilities. Now, if Murray had simply been a goof-off, things probably would have gone on that way until the staff got fed up and he got fired, surely never to be heard from again. But Murray was not a goof-off. In fact, he was so determined to earn an honest living that he started tinkering on his own time with electric fans and rolling dust pans and broom handles and old pillowcases until he had rigged up a device which could inhale carpet dust without exhaling any. And yes, the device worked. And Murray used it in his janitor's job. And that's precisely how his illness ended and something more significant began in 1907. For the upright dust bag-bearing electric vacuum cleaner has been the loyal companion of homemakers in each generation since, and yet few of us have realized its origin in the hands of an asthmatic janitor named Murray Spangler. But the man who ultimately purchased the rights to his invention was a small-town harness maker named William H. Hoover. And for a generation, the Hoover vacuum cleaner became like all one word to the housewives of the world. And now you know the rest of the story.